Here we are again, Beneficial Technology and Permaculture podcast. This one's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit more like science non-fiction. I thought that up this morning when I was waking. Having said that, it's just after 7 o'clock in the morning on the 3rd of June 2018, so it's not that late. I tend to be like birds, though. I like to sleep with and without the light, sleep without the light and be awake when there is light. Anyway, this particular podcast is going to be a little bit different. Like I say, it's a bit science non-fiction-y, related to things like the singularity and in particular some work that I'm doing for a client, which is pretty interesting. It's related to something called what some people are calling the industrial revolution, the fourth industrial revolution. I don't see it as that at all. I actually see it as the industrial evolution. Not just industry, but certainly that's where a lot of money's been spent on it. And it all relates to something which has the term artificial intelligence, which presumes that human beings are the ultimate intelligence, and anything else is that has intelligence is not as intelligent. I don't subscribe to that either. I don't think we have an idea of what intelligence is and where it resides. One thing that struck me the other day, just going back to my permaculture world for a minute, is that there are more the most profuse species on Earth outside of things like microbes is plants, not human beings and not animals and not fish and so on, which is quite interesting to think about, and maybe again relates to where intelligence actually resides. But anyway, I'm going to go back to something again which I talked about a minute ago, which is what is known as artificial intelligence. What it basically means is that computational power will get to a place where its intelligence could equal ours or surpass it. I certainly, having worked in computers for over 30 years, I certainly subscribe more to the latter. And I'll tell you why, for a fairly mundane reason. We're in an era at the moment of blockchain and cryptocurrencies, and even before they came along, there was a great lack of software developers. That's just got exponentially worse. And the net result of that is two things. One is that software projects take a lot longer, or projects relating to software take a lot longer to emerge than they would if there were more, adept developers. But secondly, the pressure to get software projects out there means that a lot of the software projects that emerge are nothing like as efficient or reliable as they should be. And that's certainly the last of those two, the reliability issue is a big deal. So waiting in the wings, you could say, is artificial intelligence. Again, that term that's used. Now, we will get to a stage where software can write software. There's indications of that going on now, and this shortage of developers that I mentioned, it really will exacerbate that situation. And there's still a good deal of money around in terms of what's being invested in what is known as the fourth industrial revolution, which I'm repeating myself, I call it the industrial evolution. Because I think this way, well, it's not so much think, it's what I've witnessed. So software doesn't have an inert evil capability. What it has is a logic. Software is very logical. It can be programmed to be evil from the mind of human beings, but bereft of that, it doesn't have a need to be evil. It certainly has a logic, which is interesting to know where that's coming from. But it has a logic. And if software were writing software, and we think of how our world is at the moment and the nonsenses that are going around, like our current US government, doing many, many things, including rolling back ecological protections. So if software was writing software and it was logical, why would software want to damage the environment? And the answer is, in my opinion, it wouldn't. And I think once we get human beings out of the process of writing software, we will begin to enter an era of logic rather than the desire to do bad. I mean, of course, a lot of human beings have a desire to do good, but unfortunately, not many of them are in places of power, largely due to another situation which is beginning to be realised now, which is the financial situation or the financial systems that we've created, which are completely nonsensical. People talk to me about cryptocurrencies and the fact that, you know, they're gyrating all over the place, and you know, they have no basis in anything material. Well, in actual fact, the fiat currency system is far, far worse, and that's a whole other subject. I will say something about it though, and that is that if you think about money you may have in the bank, and you think that you can go to the bank and withdraw it, well, the reality is, if everybody did that, they call it a run on the banks. They'd be lucky to get 6 or 7% of the money, if that. That's about it. So that's the fiat currency system. So when people talk to me about cryptocurrency and about the lack of, you know, tangible value, I'm sorry, but cryptocurrency has a lot more value than fiat currencies do. And that's a whole other subject too. The issue of value is one which is very much open to conjecture. One of the phrases that came out when I was first researching blockchain technologies, and I started looking things up, there was one phrase that really stuck with me, which is that blockchain would usher in the internet of value, which is beyond currency. And I still think there's a good chance that might happen. At the moment, there's a lot of volatility in the normal financial markets, and a lot of people are talking about turning to gold and silver and maybe diamonds and maybe artwork and so on. But all those things are completely irrelevant in this regard. Pretty much many forms of life, we can't say all, but many forms of life need air, they need water, they need food to survive. And none of those things have anything to do with paper money, gold bars, silver, or diamonds, or anything like that. Because we can't, you know, if we were sitting there and we had we were on the verge of having no air, no water, and no food, none of those things come into the picture, because they wouldn't help us. That's where we've gone. One of the places that we've gone very wrong. Luckily for me, permaculture has educated me, you know, into what really matters, and I've still got a lot to learn. But I will say this: I'm coming, you know, it's getting towards the end of the podcast, because I like to keep them to no longer than 10 minutes. So my opinion is, and I'll put it on the record, as I said, this is the 3rd of June 2018. My opinion is that we will get to a point where software is writing software. We'll, at that point, eventually obviate human beings from the process, and logic will prevail. I actually see it. People are very worried about, for instance, Google talking to the Pentagon about artificial intelligence in weaponry. But you see, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if they do bring artificial intelligence to weaponry, and if we do get to a point where software is writing software, there won't be any more wars, because there's no point in wars. You know, again, I'll go back to my point. It's not machines and software and other forms of intelligence that are creating mayhem and brought us to the world that we're living in at the moment, which is getting worse. Although I will say the climate, that is, I will say there's a lot of initiatives going on that are really, really positive, which didn't exist in my lifetime before. That's probably good for a subject of another podcast. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the day when software writes software, when we do see what I'm terming the industrial evolution. And I do think that I'd like to see it in my lifetime, but I'm certain it's going to happen. And I think it will help us to deal with what we're going to be dealing with, which is climate change and all the attendant issues around that. Anyway, thank you. I hope you listen to this, and I hope you find it interesting.